be very honest with you. You guys are so stinking tainted. Nobody gives a dang about Cubs fans except Cubs fans. You guys swore that
all
but
we. You wouldn't rather see the Cubs? Oh, yeah. Any matchup I could see, I'd love to see some
Excuse me, Philly.
What about Terrio? Maybe Fukudomi will be there.
And Soriano, Milton Bradley, Zambrano. So
Milton Bradley, yeah.
I want Giovanni Soto.
Giovanni, oh my gosh, an Italian Japanese guy.
Dude, you're so ignorant, man.
Giovanni Soto.
He's from the Caribbean.
Italian Japanese dude. That was so funny.
You're listening to the Atypical Sports Show.
Sports Radio Show.
Atypical.
Atypical.
Okay, this is August 21. That seems so weird.
They speak very fast and very loud.
Atypical.
Yo, it's a typical sports show. So much to talk about with, bro.
Oh, this I love that intro day. Right
the intro
there.
Just made me motivated
Ooh,
right now, man.
Yo.
This is the reason why I got into talking sports on the radio. Because of days like this.
Days like
because
what?
Because I feel like the whole world is watching.
Watching who?
U of A.
And?
And, of course, you already know what the other thing is.
The Bears. They watching me.
They watching us. So these are topics close to our hearts. So it's like it's not out of our realm of expertise. So this is right, as they say, right down your alley.
You know one thing I hope they're not watching?
What?
Our Final Four predictions.
No!
I hope. You are only hope, dog. You are the...
No, light, I'm not.
UConn.
Oh, yeah,
UConn. But guess what? You don't have them to win.
I know.
But actually, you already got to where you're at.
I already got
you're
to
done.
I'm done,
We're
man.
Done.
I've been done for a while, man. I haven't done second weekend. First weekend.
My first weekend, I had so much heart, man. But you know what? We have a chance to redeem the team. We're working as a team right now,
right,
dog.
Right.
Let's go back. You remember how in Vegas we used to be like, do you like that team?
Right.
Why?
Remember we
like
take it? One team.
Yeah, where we were friends.
Yes.
And we would try to collaborate.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about the first game. I don't even know what the first game is, though.
I bet you the North Carolina is always second game.
Always.
So
okay.
The first game is going to be UConn and Michigan State.
Okay. Okay, you ready? Oh, we're going to do 1, 2, 3. You ready?
Okay.
I have no clue who you want to win.
Right. Now, is this who I want to
win? Oh, who's going to win?
Okay, who's going to win? Dang. Okay.
This is it, man. We're putting our name on the line.
Okay.
You ready?
Right.
Okay, is it 1, 2, 3, boom?
One, two, boom. It's always 1, 2, 3, boom.
Okay. Boom, boom goes the dynamite. You ever seen that YouTube?
No.
You whack.
Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Michigan State.
Woo! Pod 5.
We're soulmates. It's incredible. It's incredible. His moon is my star, and it's his soulmate. We're soulmates, and we complete each other, and we finish each other's sentences. And the other day, it was raining. I said, honey, it's getting ready to rain. And he said, rain too. It's amazing. It's like we're telekinesic.
All right.
Well, why, though? Why?
Because, okay, you want to know my reason why?
Well, I'd love to know.
It's kind of mixed with want and maybe my explanation for what I want. I have it that Detroit is so hungry right now for something positive that they going to carry on the light for Detroit. Mm-hmm. Like, Detroit need positive. Not that they need it anymore. Well, maybe they do. But I have it that Michigan State, I mean, they playing in Detroit, dog.
Okay.
I mean, the crowd's going to be hype. You know Irvin going to be there, man.
Irvin who?
Irvin Magic Johnson.
Oh, I thought you meant Irvin Johnson from old New Orleans.
No, Irvin Magic Johnson.
I like when you say Irvin.
Irvin because,
Irvin does
you know what,
turn because, it out because Mateen Cleave shine.
Irvin makes it seem like it's legitimate. Irvin Magic Johnson, he was Irvin back then.
Yeah.
He was Irvin Johnson.
Irv. Anybody call him Irv?
I don't know.
Before he had a nickname, Magic, what was they calling him?
Irvin.
Irvin.
Yeah,
EJ?
That's what I'm saying. Irvin Magic Johnson's going to be there.
Okay.
So it's the motivation of them. So that's the reason why I think Michigan State, or maybe I just want them, so I say I think they are.
I do too.
So that means UConn's going to win.
And I don't really want them because I'm really a Big Ten opponent. I guess
I am too.
I don't
want UConn to win.
I don't either,
because
man.
Because I don't like Jim Calhoun.
Oh, they painted him to be a gangster or something. Like that whole, you know what?
So
you know what it is? I don't want that UConn women men. That would make me want.
Yeah, I hate on them. I don't want both of them because didn't they almost win it 1 year together? They already did it this year. Didn't they do this before?
I don't know,
man. My producer might check it, but I think UConn and UConn women won in the last.
His name is Deuce Mike, man. Stop disrespecting his name.
Thank you.
Hey. His mama named him Deuce? I'm going to call him Deuce.
His mama
named producer? I'm going to call him Deuce.
Robin Key call him Deuce? I'm Key. I call him Deuce. That's my dude. That's my Sudoku. That's why. See, the whole thing before it was Sudoku Mike. So it was Deuce Mike. Now it's Seduce Mike.
What?
Oh, wow. And so
I seduce him into the dark side like the emperor. No.
That's a good pickup, though. But you both are wearing home and away Chicago Cubs shirts today.
Oh, man, we had our moments, man. Because like 2 weeks ago on the mic, y'all thought we was fighting. You know what I'm saying? Because I was calling them out. But that was just all part of my plan.
You know, but it's like that. You know how you used to get in a fight with a kid when you was in fifth grade, but his best friend a week later? That's what it is right now with y'all. And that's the way I feel, you know. That's why I feel about Michigan State, because 3 weeks ago I hated Michigan State. I didn't want them to do anything. And all of a sudden I'm just like, oh, I'm fond of them.
You know
why? Because I had a feel. I thought that maybe Michigan Tom Izzo would come here because his wife's name was Lupe.
No,
listen to what I'm saying, dude. You're not hearing me. Would you want to go somewhere where, you know, maybe there's a higher Latino communication? I was reaching for straws.
Yeah, you
man.
Were reaching, dude.
I was reaching, okay. But I was trying to look for anything positive, man. So that's why, I mean, the Final Four, we got to go to the second part of it, though. We got to talk about the second. We got to do our 1-2-3 for the second.
Okay,
game.
No, but let me talk about Michigan State. I originally wanted them to go far because I was looking at the RPIs. They were 12-2 before the tournament started versus top 50 RPI teams. The best team amongst tournament teams against top 50 RPIs.
Right.
And Eminem's coming out with a video next week. We made you. Guess what the theme is? Have you seen the clip of it? Him, Dr. Dre, 50's in it. But it's not that Crack the Bottle. I don't like right. that song. Like, right. I was disappointed.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm anticipating We Made You, his first video. It's him being Rain Man, and Dr. Dre's playing Tom Cruise. They got the suits on. And maybe that's just a little part of the video I saw, just a little scene. Uh-huh. But they got the little suits on, and I guess Eminem's like Rain Man.
Uh-huh.
And he got, like, you know, the gray suit with the white
right,
on white.
Right, right,
he's
right,
got
right.
his little eyes looking like he's looking at the middle space, but he's the genius behind the blackjack. They're at the blackjack table.
Right.
Uh-huh. But that's what it is. Michigan, Detroit gonna stand up. Detroit's hungry. Detroit's starving. The song's gonna leak this week. And Michigan State, I just see your boy Magic Johnson just smiling.
It's a collective group of people really wanting them to win. And this is the 30-year anniversary.
Is the last time Michigan State 79? Won? Is the last time the Lakers got their first game of their three-peat? 2000?
I don't know, but
I think it is. And that's when, remember, because Michigan State won in 2000, right?
Right.
With Mateen Cleaves.
Right.
And then the Lakers won their first of their three-peat. History?
No, I think what's even more historical is that nobody's talked about this being the 30-year anniversary of Irvin Magic Johnson winning. 79 and
0. Oh, no, they've been talking about it.
Okay.
They've been talking about that, and they've been talking about the 30-year anniversary of the McDonald's All-American game. Because the first class had Isaiah Thomas, Mark Aguirre, Sam Bowie, James Worthy. I mean, they put, like, they think that's, like, the best McDonald's All-American
that
class.
And Dominique Wilkins.
79?
Yeah. That was McDonald's. Wow, those little guys were in 79?
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
They're saying that was the best class ever.
Oh, it could be. Definitely. All those names you just named right there.
Yeah.
So who you got for the
And kid? Guess what, though?
What?
They're all year to Ox. Uh-oh. I swear, because it's 79. They were all 18, 61, boom, 12 years. We're all year to Ox. When I was reading that name.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
So if y'all don't know about the Year of the Ox, go back to our archives. Great show. One of Rob's men, when we were little Padawans in this game, we did a nice little show. That's where we start getting our confidence.
I wish I could say what Delano would say right now so bad.
Oh, he would say
so.
Yeah, he would say
so, but
he would say ninja.
Yeah, we already know, dude. We didn't have to express it.
Oh, sorry.
So the UConn, this is, we got the UConn.
We got that lock, Michigan State. Now,
okay,
this
so the North
this
Carolina Villanova.
Okay, who you this got? Scares I mean, me, dude.
Just don't say nothing. I want to know who you got, then we can talk about it. One, two, three.
North Carolina.
And the other day it was raining. I said, honey, it's getting ready to rain. And he said, rain too.
Okay. Now,
can I change my pick right now?
No. Right. This is good, man. You don't realize when me and you connect, we do our thizzle.
For shizzle.
I mean, dang, I sound so corny right there. I sound like something Mike would say.
You sounded like a Burger King commercial
We're doing
our thizzle for rizzle.
Let's crack a lock.
Yeah.
We're doing our thizzle. So
we're doing our thing.
Okay, so we're doing our thing.
Sing.
Okay, so we both agree on that game, too. So why do you say that? Why do you say North Carolina? I mean, why do you say
Ty Lawson's all the way back. I think Villanova ran their course. Scotty Reynolds is a baller. I think Villanova they're one of those teams that had a great tournament run, but when the lights are on, I think it's over. I think the coaching is going to catch up to them. I think Roy Williams has the itinerary laid out. He knows where to get the meals at. He knows the media.
Yeah, the intangibles.
I think Roy Williams, the intangibles, and even you know, Hansborough, Ty Lawson. I mean, they've all been in these situations before. This Villanova team, they eyes is so wide open.
All I know is last year against a team similar like this, they got down by 30 in the first half.
Who?
Kansas. When they ran North Carolina last year in the Final Four, they was up by it, and it was three guards too: Mario Chalmers, your boy who's the baller right now. What's his name?
They almost caught. Almost caught up though. Remember?
Right, they came back at the end.
Yeah,
but I think they have problem with three guard line. I think with the quickness, now that I'm talking about it, I would not be surprised if Villanova won. What I think is their advantage is their quickness in their guards.
Then pick them, punk.
Man, why I got to be a punk, dude?
Because you over there, you went with the ace, which was the one seed. You know you're afraid to go ahead with Villanova.
No, okay.
I'm trying to punk you into saying something you want to say.
No, I really do. I really would like to say Villanova, but I'm going to stick North Carolina. But I would not be surprised if Villanova won. I think it's going to what is the point spread? Do you know the point spread of that game?
I don't know, but I didn't know you were a cornerback the way you backpedaling right now.
Oh, no, but I got nice technique.
You got nice technique.
I mean, it's one of those things. Would you be more surprised? Who would you be more surprised at won? Connecticut? Would you be surprised Connecticut won?
No, no. Not at all.
Would you be surprised Villanova won?
No. That's why I think this is a great Final Four. And I think
you didn't answer my question. Would you be surprised Villanova won?
I would be more surprised if Villanova won than if any of the other two teams won on the other side. Villanova's the biggest. If Villanova goes to the finals, that's the biggest surprise that I can think of. And I think we have a callous. We don't care about what's going on because of our mishap last week and what's going on with our coaching situation. But we'll get to that later.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
And I think we might as well finish up the Final Four because our audience won't get to hear our predictions of who's going to win.
Okay. So I have so we got North Carolina versus UConn.
Mm-hmm.
And
We don't. We got Michigan State.
I mean Michigan State versus North Carolina. I'm sorry. Michigan State versus North Carolina. And I'd have to say I'd have to go with Michigan State.
I think I'm going to go with North Carolina, and I got Ty Lawson being the MVP. But I want Michigan State to win. But, like, every time I want something to happen, the opposite happens the second day.
Me too.
But I'm going to go with North Carolina, and I hate the fact that Roy Williams is going to get another belt.
Yeah, I'm not very fond of that either.
Yeah.
But I'm praying that Michigan State's come through. Because if Michigan State comes through, I think it'll just be good. Just good feeling, you know what I'm saying? I like that. I'm a positive brother at the core.
If Villanova wins, I wouldn't be mad. Jay Wright, is that the cast name?
I like Jay Wright, man.
He'd be wearing some nice suits.
Man, he's tight.
The gay men's chorus of Tucson.
Oh, yeah.
His game is cold, man. Yeah, I like he's cool, dude. He's a cool dude.
Yeah.
So coming back from the break, though, we're going to get into what we really want to talk about is this U of A situation. And, you know, break that down the way only we can as U of A fans, former U of A students.
Well, let's just talk about it now.
No, man. You know, we can come back from the break a little bit and talk about that.
Do so, a small
break. Sports show.
Small break.
Robin Key will be right back with more of the Atypical Sports Show.
Are you a parent of a young son or daughter that plays baseball and you're looking to lay a solid foundation for the future? Or are you a high school student who wants to build on that foundation and take your game to the next level? Arizona Core Baseball is Arizona's premier professional baseball and softball instruction. Arizona Core Baseball provides you with one-on-one lessons with former major leaguers, video analysis, and has placed over 180 student athletes at the college level. Contact Rafael Melchioni at 480-343-0582 to schedule your next lesson. Arizona Core Baseball has 3 Valley locations. Go to ArizonaCoreBaseball.com to find a facility near you.
You're listening to the Atypical Sports Show.
Man, Rob, I like you in those commercials, dude. You make me want to just go out and buy it.
I appreciate your support, Kimani. It's very important to me.
Well, before we left, You know what we want to talk about, man. It's all over the news.
I know, man. I mean, let's get to it, dude.
You tell me, man. All right, okay, so, okay. I love when I do that. Okay, stop. You tell me. My bad.
Thank you.
Bad.
I appreciate that. You tell me. Well, the situation right now as we speak today, U of A does not have a coach.
No coach.
Okay, but what I want to talk about is the dichotomy, just people just running their mouths. Listen to what I'm saying. I've been hearing the last couple of days that U of A is a top 15 program. Maybe top 10, for sure top 15, right?
Like 50, okay, programs.
Programs. Like, programs, okay, yeah. All right? So top 10 or top 15. What are they thinking? If it's top 15 and we're trying to get top 10 coaches, why is it U of A got egg on their face? Like, why does it look, I believe in some fashion they do have egg on their face, but why all of a sudden is it like we've been getting dissed when we were going after top 5 coaches? And if we're a top 15 program, well, what coaches are we supposed to go after? If somebody's at a top 10 program, why are they going to go to top 15 program? So, like, what kind of what guys are we going for?
Can you give me examples? Like, I hear what you're saying. I just need, like, an example. Like, U of A
I've been hearing this. U of A is a top 10 and top 15 program. Guys are turning down U of A.
Guys like who?
Like Patino, like Calipari, Mark Few, Jamie Dixon. Okay. Those are top 15 programs. Like, it's not like it's some out of the whack that these dudes are turning. It's not like we're having, Russell Jenkins turn us down from Southern Missouri.
I don't see us getting egg on our face.
No, but that's what everybody's talking about. Like, U of A better do something. They're getting disrespected. They're getting disrespected. All these guys are turning them down. And now Tim Floyd turns them down, which I think is the biggest disrespect, is the fact that Tim Floyd turned them down. But the fact that this dude...
I guess I'm lost because I don't get that response from the media. I don't sense that. I don't see where people were saying U of A needs to do anything. I mean, people, obviously, U of A is going to go after those coaches, and obviously those coaches are going to say no, and anybody who knows basketball knows that. So who's looking at U of A negatively for going after them?
No, you're not understanding what I'm saying. They're looking at U of A negatively because these coaches keep turning them down.
Why wouldn't the coaches turn them down?
Okay, you're talking to me.
I know. I guess I haven't heard that side of the media that's saying U of A's looking like
I was listening to this radio show this morning. I've been hearing guys
talk. Oh, which state are you? Which city are you in, Rob?
Phoenix?
Yeah, of course they going to. Dude, this is ASU country, man. I think the nation's looking at us like that.
Nah, that could be very well be true.
Yeah,
But what I was just trying to bring up point is that U of A has to, they're not going to get a top name coach to leave. They got to go for somebody who's middle of the road and they can hope is up and coming. They can't get an established coach already because he already got established players.
The media fooled us. I'm so tired of this media internet age where I'm thinking that, oh man, we got a chance at these cats. Of course, a blogger is going to create his dream. Oh, Patino's coming because he was at the house. Man, you know, that's just a blogger's dream. Like, I created this rumor. Ha 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 ha.
Well, that's what it all goes back to, the rumor thing. Everybody want to be the one to break the story. I want to be the one to break the story. Rumor has it that, you know, whatever. But, you know, nobody really knows. And that's one other point.
Nobody really knows because
Tim Floyd had 24 hours to make a decision. Yeah, you know what he had to do in 24 hours? This is why I think it's part Jim Livengood is crazy.
Yeah.
Because Tim Floyd has to, he has to find out if he can do it, ask his wife. That's not even 24 hours enough for time. And he has to contact these recruits and say, would you be willing to go to U of A with me?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how's he going to get a hold of everybody? Yeah, I don't think it was about that Tim Floyd was like, oh, I want to stay at USC. I think Jim Livengood was tripping. How do you going to give somebody 24 hours to make a decision?
The only
like
way
that
I make sense out of that is if he has a trick up his sleeve.
Who?
And if he, I don't know. I have no idea, and I'm not going to pretend like I know. But I'll tell you this. Because I hyped myself up. Tim Floyd, it was kind of a disappointment in a weird way. You know what I'm saying? Like, you at the club, it's like, oh man, you know, hey, this girl's talking to me. This is back in my single days. Oh, hey, she's talking to me. Look at her. I'm a pass her to the side. Oh, what about her? What about her? Like, there was a situation where Tim Floyd looked like the shy girl in the back. But then you started to like her. Like, you know what? She's got something going on. Let's take her. And then she left you. Now I'm like, oh my goodness. Now what do? You're scrambling. Right. I feel like I'm just scrambling right now.
Well, they are scrambling, but like this is kind of like that UNLV scramble, like amoeba defense by Tarkanian. You're scrambling, but sometimes you make good things happen because I think they're scrambling so much that they have to save face. So I'm hoping that the only thing that we have the living, live and good to make a good decision is if he saves face because he's.
How? Please tell me a plan.
They got to up the money.
Dude, we don't have money.
But you, how do you know we don't have money?
Because we live in the state of Arizona, and this is a state position, and if any state official made over $2 million, this state would collapse, and the people would go crazy on the internet and the emails, and they would go down to Governor's Mansion, and they'll knock her down. Like, there's no way in the world this person deserves $2 million. That's how I know.
How much did Lute make?
It's Lute Olson. Okay. Lute only made $1 million, but he got a lot of Nike money.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you can't walk in like, I want Nike money and that. The state doesn't have that much money. Did you see how much Calipari made at Kentucky?
Yeah.
That's I don't know how they how do these schools even come up with this kind of money?
Hey man, I'll tell you one thing. The Calipari made what did he make? He made at Kentucky he got $3.96 million
yes,
a year.
Yes.
And Izzo gets $1.7 million a year.
Yes. Patino and Calhoun gets, makes a lot too.
Patino makes $2.2 million.
Arizona doesn't have that. I'll put it to you. I know for a fact, and that's why Sendek is like looking around. He's like, how can I get out of this situation? This state, I'm not saying this state is broke, but this state watches its pennies from day one. If an official ever made that kind of money, people from Flagstaff will be crying. The whole state will be like, this makes no sense.
Well, they better offer him some free subscriptions to Sports Illustrated or something because they need to get somebody. I don't care what they need to get everybody in the huddle together, every alumni who ever been here, and say, listen, everybody get $5,000. We need to hook something up right now.
I think Tim Floyd's decision was money, of course, but I also think that what's that cat's name? Sydney said, you know what? I want to live in L.A.
Who's Sydney?
The recruit that was supposed to come with him from Louisiana. I think he's from, I don't know where he's from, Alabama. He's like, you know what? He the one who made the decision. Are you going to follow me to U of A? Nope.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm staying in L.A.
Exactly. Exactly. Because you know, if all of them would have followed, he could make twice the money he made before.
Yeah.
He would have gone there.
He would have stayed, man. But L.A. is the magnet that brought O.J. Mayo. L.A. is the magnet that kept DeRozan in L.A. And, I mean, if you think of Tim Floyd's record, man, this dude is kind of incredible, man. That's when I was looking at that little shy guy, that little shy girl in the corner at the club, like, let me check what he's doing. He's got a lot. I don't know to say her or he.
I'm so confused. I'm like, is it a hermaphrodite?
So I like Tim Floyd because it started from Irvin Johnson when he coached in New Orleans. He got Jamal Tinsley to go to Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Fizer to go to Iowa State.
I think 1.9 got Jamal Tinsley to go to Iowa State.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I like those coaches that know how to bend those rules a little bit.
All right, all right. You
know? So I don't even know who's coming up.
Somebody could walk up to me and say, Robert, rumor has it you're a candidate for the U of A job. But I'd be like, you know what?
And I'd believe it.
You better believe it. Because I tell you what, they ain't many people they can get to pay. They can pay me $100,000 and a box of envelopes.
Yeah, and a box of envelopes. And I'll go to the rec center and get my homeboy, Jeff. They used to play football.
And some jawbreakers.
But
no, seriously, dude, I don't know who. That's the whole thing. Somebody who's ever speculating about who's going to be the next U of A coach is lying.
Because
nobody knows. Only person who knows is Jim Livengood. Yeah. So that brings me back to the start from the top.
No, Jim Livengood don't even know.
Dude, Jim Livengood does not need to be our athletic director anymore, bro.
He don't even know.
Dude, he hired John Makovic. That alone right there lets you know. And he's never had to hire a basketball coach. He's always had Lute.
Always.
And so he hired Stoops because Stoops had a really catchy last name. Jim Livengood is out of touch, man. There needs to be a new guard, man. And I don't think he's – the fact – this is the fact. Here's the deal, man. The fact that he gave the man 24 hours, A.
Oh.
The fact that this all leaked out to the media, B. Mm-hmm. It shows you he doesn't know what he's doing, man. Yeah, he just doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, the state of Arizona, man, we're in a situation where we can't just give up that money like these schools can.
No, but you know what? Let me tell you something, though, man. If you do it right and if you really – I believe in negotiation. They wouldn't have negotiated. It's money, but there's negotiation involved, man.
Negotiate what?
I don't know. But all I know is there's negotiation involved.
You get to live in Joan Bonvicini's old house?
No, but here's the deal, bro. There's negotiation involved. involved besides money.
What? Like, what are you negotiating?
No, man, you can get like
you can get Jim Click's Toyotas.
You can deferred. You can get deferred money.
Well, how are you deferring the state's money? Who has the power to do this?
You can say I pay down the end for a retirement package. Let me tell you something, brother. Here's the problem with people like you. Is because you always talk about you only have a limited amount of information that you know, correct?
I just know the state ain't deferring no money for a coach.
Okay, but let me tell you something, bro. You don't work at the state. All I know is that if the state was ruled by U of A and U of A ruled by state and they followed the rules closely, believe me, bro.
How many ifs did you say in that statement? I'm going to believe you
just
now.
The amount is, it don't matter, because what you're saying is a big if too, because you actually don't know all the rules of the state.
No, I do know I know the state's not going to defer no money.
All I'm saying is there's negotiation. There's things out there that I believe that people get done needs to get done.
Why I got a feeling that Jim Livingood is talking to Bobby Knight right now?
Dude, you know what? And that would be the type of dude he would get, too.
Get, like, whatever. We need a big name. You know what? The boosters wouldn't even be mad, really.
Especially out here.
Oh, out there? Tucson, yeah. Tucson. Out here, there, whatever. Yeah, they would be like, yes.
They would be like, yes. Finally, some discipline going to that U of A.
Robert Montgomery Knight.
And Dick Vitale would be going, oh, it's one of the best hires you've ever seen. Robert Montgomery Knight.
Stop it before it becomes real.
No, man. I'm going to keep saying it so it doesn't become real. This is the case. Bob Knight.
It'll never happen. I'm just trying to think of some other coaches that we can get.
That's how bad I don't want it to happen. No, what about that cat from Xavier, man? I don't forgot his name.
I don't know.
His name is Young and Short. I don't know, but
I wish we'd have got Trent Johnson.
He wouldn't have been so bad at.
I mean, it's almost like
rear view mirror now.
Yeah, like dang.
Man, I wish we would have got Tim Floyd.
Or we could have got Montgomery.
No, we could not have got Mike Montgomery. He's already in a job, man.
No, I'm just saying, like, if Lute would have been, hey, these next 2 years, I'm out, I'm going to fall back, I'm falling back. You know how many people we could have got?
I know, man.
Could have, would have, should have.
Could have, would have, should have in the hood, man. Come on. So, I mean, whatever, dude. I don't even want to talk about it. I guess next week, hopefully, next Wednesday, we will have some news.
Well, April 15th is the signing date. That's the intent, letter of intent signing
date. Is Livingood on the phone right now? If he's not on the phone right now, I should slap him. He better be on the phone right now. What time is it right now? It's nine in the morning on Friday, April 3rd.
He on his way to Detroit, dude.
He better be on his way to Detroit. We'll hire coach LaPel.
What coach, man? It's like we almost
there's nobody, dude. We gotta. That's what I'm saying. We have to. Our only hope, brother, is to find some way to get some money.
Our only hope is like to look. We need to raid like. Duke's coaching.
Oh my God! I can't believe you just said that, man.
What are you talking about? Johnny Dawkins, Jeff Capel. Where do you think they came from? We need to get the next one. Who's on there? I don't know.
Okay, then I don't want to hear that because it's Wojo or Chris Collins. You want them fools? Man, don't mention Duke's nobody on there, man.
I just said it as an example.
Man, that's a muy mal ejemplo.
That's what our dollar affords. It's like you can't roll up to a Jack in the Box and order a steak.
Okay,
we got Jack in the Box money.
You get steak fajitas.
We making Jack in the Box money.
You can get steak wraps.
Jeff
Capel.
And Tim Floyd was...
Jeff Capel.
Dude, he ain't leaving nowhere.
I know he ain't going nowhere.
He ain't
you know what? I'm going to end this segment on this. I don't think we're going to get a good coach.
I don't think we're going to get a coach. I think they should hire Shelly Patterson, my sister.
They should hire Herb Sendek. Can they hire Herb? Call Herb right now and see if Herb would come down and just hang out for a little bit?
Tim Floyd, man, I know Rob was off of you when he first heard the news, and maybe that's what steered you wrong, but come back, man, because one, you come to our school, you'll cripple USC, because secretly USC has been building up. USC's been building up a little. They've been bubbling up a little bit, kind of.
Reggie Geary?
Reggie Geary's not going to be the coach. Oh my goodness! I'm in the middle of crying right now.
When you're sad, you just be tired. You just want to sleep.
Why do I feel like the only people better? Still listening to us is our mamas?
I think our mom turned us off 5 minutes ago. But that's okay because I love you, mama, dear mama. But anyway, though, man, so that's it for this, man. Atypical Sports Show.
We'll be back.
This is real authentic emotion right here. We'll be back.
I am so nervous. And I'm going to talk about my next segment of how I'm still nervous with the two biggest news stories of yesterday.
All right, man. Atypical.
What if you could get the benefits of a vitamin without the pills and feel the difference? Vima is that vitamin. Vima is a liquid multivitamin that creates abundant energy, shortens recovery time from workouts, and boosts your immune system. To order Vima or for more information, log on to www.vimaathletes.com. That's www.vimaathletes.com.
Apple can alert to the body of this youngin'. Play like Bobby Bird on your back, and you're coming to the house of the jazz, of the funk, of the rhythm.
Fight. Welcome back to the Atypical Sports Hour. We increasing our time, man. I hope y'all appreciate this.
Yeah, man, we working
but
out.
Last week when we did that show about the Cubs, or actually the last show we talked about the Cubs and the White Sox game, we got a little emotional, man. It's no hard feelings, dog. And I want y'all to know how much fun we had at the game. Log on to the website. The video is right on the front page. And we talk about, you just see how we do it, man. We got the pitching contest, Rob versus Key. We got people talking about their local sports bars in Illinois. We got things of the nature. Look at this Guitar Hero commercial. This is bugging you out, huh?
That's crazy. I've never seen
that. You know what? I think rule number seven is we got to get rid of TVs during this show. I'm over here spilling my heart trying to promote the video that you the star of. And you want to watch.
I'm the star of that video. I'm not the star of that video.
We the star.
No,
we co-stars.
The people are the stars.
We not the stars.
No, the people.
Police, we over there talking to the police officers. Talking to the police officers. We're doing our thing.
Man, we're doing our thing. That's why we out there, man. Because we want to bring sports out to the people. So the people out there are the ones we want to highlight. So you can get different people's vibe from all over. That's why Facebook and all that stuff blows up. Because people want to know what other people think. They want to know what other people are doing.
So that's our typical outing. And that's part two of the series. The first part was when I was in Jamaica. Actually, it's about part two that we're doing it on this level. And I'm so glad that we got to exploit it, expose it to the world, exploit the people that may not have signed waivers to be on it.
So, man, I'm going to introduce the topic because I know it's near and dear to your heart.
Oh, talk to
me. And all I'm going to say is Chicago Bears go.
Oh, Chicago Bears Cutler. So we got Jay Cutler for Kyle Orton. I got a lot of love for Kyle. And first round pick this year, which was the 18th overall.
Ouch.
Third round pick this year, which is the 84th overall.
Ooh.
And a first round pick next year, which might be hopefully high 20s because we done good. Because we done did some goodness. And we gave up Kyle Orton as well. And we got fifth round pick this year, which is the 140th pick overall. And Jay Cutler. See, this is what I love about this topic. Both of these topics. The last topic, it's the flush of emotions. When I first heard Tim Floyd, I was disappointed. Then I talked my way into it. This topic, when I first heard Jay Cutler, I was hyped. Now I'm talking my way out of it. I'm thinking we gave up way too much. And it's the Herschel Walker situation all over again. I don't know if Denver's going to benefit from this instantly, but I think they got a pretty good quarterback in Kyle Orton. For instance, how many touchdowns do you think Jay Cutler threw last year, Robert? In a division.
27.
Okay. And he was your fantasy football quarterback. I love this topic. He threw 25.
Okay.
How many quarterbacks do you think Kyle Orton threw last year?
How many quarterbacks he threw?
How many quarterbacks did he throw on the bench?
Quarterback
one, and his name was Rex Grossman. Okay. But how many touchdowns? Matter of fact, how many 21. Touchdowns did him 21. And Rex Grossman throw together?
21.
20 as a duo. Because you got to think about it because, you know, Orton was out 1 week. So it's 25 versus 20. Then you think about the talent level that's coming with those teams. You know, you're talking about the black and blue division, and I'm not saying it's black and blue because it's black and blue. I'm talking about you're playing in Soldier Field, you're playing in Green Bay. You know, you're playing in places where it's pretty tough to play because of the weather. And your number one receiver was Devin Hester. Devin Hester, who had 665 receiving yards, was the number one receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Your number two receiver was, do you know who it is?
Brandon Lloyd.
Well, no, but in theory, yes. But no, actually.
Rashid Davis
was the number two receiver, right. But actually the number two receiver was Greg Olsen.
Okay, yeah.
And the number, and you know, yeah, coming, I mean, that comes from the tight end.
That's
and
right.
Then Forte had more receiving yards than Rashid Davis and Brandon Lewis.
Okay, so through a lot.
So
of
basically, the point I'm trying to make is our receivers was weak. Good luck,
no,
Jay.
No, I would say they're
good
whack.
Luck. Good, very whack. Good luck, Jay. But let's go over the Rocky Mountains. Over the Rocky Mountains, we're Bob Denver, and we got Brandon Marshall, who you're not fond of, but you got to respect the talent. 1,200 receiving yards, 6 touchdowns. Eddie Royal had 20 yards shy of 1,000, 5 touchdowns. Scheffler, who, hey, arguably is better than Olsen. I don't know. They the same guy? What do you think?
I would think that when I looked at it, I was like, ooh, they are. But I think Greg Olsen has bigger upside.
He does. You're absolutely correct. And Stokely, very established, little slot player.
Right.
So basically, the point I'm trying to make is, I'm very interested on what Cutler is going to do with the crew he has.
Mm-hmm.
I think Forte's the biggest beneficiary
mm-hmm.
person to come out of this situation, just because they got to respect Cutler's arm. But I think I really think that
what do you mean they gotta respect his arm? Not if he ain't got nobody to throw to.
Ouch.
So are you keep going?
And
are
we don't have a first round. No. And my point is, Kyle Orton is going dang near be a Pro Bowler next year.
So what's your point? No. So are you for the trade? 50%?
Oh, I'm about only reason I'm pretty upside about the trade is Orlando Pace. We sign him, and I think I'm about 50-50. I don't think it's a downgrade. I'm just mad we're losing all those draft picks. I think we gave up way too much. Maybe the first round. We didn't have to give up the first round pick next year.
Yeah, you did. Or you
well, then we wouldn't have. Then guess what? We would have been the same team without a so-called Pro Bowl quarterback. I think Kyle Orton is going to be an almost Pro Bowl quarterback next year. That's my point.
Well, Key, I agree with you. On the point that the Chicago Bears do have an upgrade at quarterback. But I'm not sure if it's an upgrade that will upgrade them to better status. Mm. I think it's upgrade with talent-wise. But let me tell you something about the black and blue division, like you said. It's for tough dudes, okay? And so what's happened in the last 3 months since this incident with Daniels, he's not tough.
Mm.
He's not tough. And he's easily punked. He's easily aroused by the proof of him and Phillip Rivers arguing.
Oh.
He's very emotionally aroused.
Oh.
And let me tell you something. That's why Brian Urlacher and them fools, they'd rather have a dude with a beard named Kyle Orton who's more rugged and get down and nasty than have a pretty boy named Cutler who gets upset because they wanted to trade me. And even though Brian Urlacher's been tried, they've tried to trade him. He's heard his name in rumors, but they wanted to trade him. And them guys and on defense, they don't respect Cutler, dude. In fact, they probably, when they heard this whole story about Cutler, well, how much you want to bet all them do is calling him a name? It's like, man, quit being a little baby, man. Quit being a little. Now he's coming over there, and they're looking at him like, dude, for real? Like, when it comes down, dude, when it's snowing outside and it's in Chicago, and you guys are 13-2, let's say you guys are 12-4, right?
What? Really?
12-3. Let's say you're 12-3. And you're battling.
We're 12-3.
I'm giving you a scenario, bro. Okay.
Oh, but shoot, you worth the pick then, homie.
No, you're 12-3.
Yeah,
you're 12-3.
We was 9-7 last year.
Right. That's all.
Okay. Oh, so shoot, bro. I said we 9-3. So
no,
you know what that means.
That.
We 3-12.
I'm giving you a scenario. If you would like to listen, are you done playing? Okay. Good. Okay. So the scenarios. Let's see.
All I know is if I said Seattle Seahawks was 12-3, you couldn't talk either.
No, I would because you would be saying it, so I wouldn't care. So like the way I see it is, let's say you're 12-3 and it comes down to a big play that you need made. He is the Brett Favre who's going to do it for you. He's not going to come through for you, bro. And in your heart of hearts, you know that. In fact, I would trust Kyle Orton in a tough situation, not to throw it away, not to make that mistake that Jay Cutler is going to make. You know, he will not snow. He'll make that mistake, bro. And that's what I think football players. Let me tell you something. If he's that hype of a Pro Bowl player, you telling me that the guys on the other end and they really trusted him that it was a tough Pro Bowl player, that they wouldn't be like, oh man, I'm hyped Jay Cutler's coming. The football players, I trust their words. I trust what their perspective is.
You preaching to the whinings right now.
BB and CC?
Yeah, you preaching to the whinings.
And so like the way I look at it, Bears gave up a lot. Bears gave up a lot to get this guy. So now they got all their eggs on this basket. That's more pressure for him, and that's the last thing he needs. And so good luck with that, man. You know?
Yeah, I feel you, man. I told you.
It looks good on paper.
It doesn't really look that good on paper, actually.
No, you just need to get one wide receiver. Don't you guys pick it in the first round?
Oh, no, we're not.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, maybe we'll get him in the third round. Oh, maybe not. Oh, wow. In the second round, we might have to address other needs. Oh,
maybe
I don't
know. Maybe get T.J. Husmanzada. Man. Oh, he's with Seattle.
Oh, maybe we'll get T.O. Oh, man, whatever.
Uh-oh, motive. Yeah, you know, Marty Booker never looked so good as he does right now. But yeah. Marty Booker looked tight right now.
Yeah, we should have kept Marty Booker.
Marty Booker,
man.
For real, man. So Cutler's going to have a problem, man. There's at least three picks going back to the house the other way.
Man, can we stop talking about football? You making me cry, dude.
And he's going to have his hand in the little warmers on his stomach, you know, those little hands in there.
You know what, man? We talking about all these somber things, man. But yesterday was a very special day for me, man.
It was my son's birthday. It was Devin's birthday yesterday.
You're lying.
Yesterday, yeah.
I had no idea. That's why me and Devin is so cool. Do you know who one of my favorite artists of all time is? And his birthday was yesterday. And it actually was the anniversary, the 25th anniversary of his... No. Yeah, the 25th anniversary of his death was April 1st, but his birthday was April 2nd. And he would have turned 45.
Oh, I know.
So actually, he would have turned 70.
Oh, Bing Crosby.
No, come on, man. One of my favorite artists, dude. Like, seriously, like, if you know me.
Thelonious Monk.
He's on my wall in my house when you walk in.
Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye's birthday, April 2nd, 45 years old, 1939. Yesterday would have been his 70th birthday.
So, Marvin Gaye.
And the reason why I want to bring up Marvin Gaye is all the young youth probably become familiar with them with that commercial with the Olympic team. And they were doing the All-Star Game national anthem, which I challenge anybody that says that there's a better national anthem in the history of a sporting event. Are you crying right now?
A little bit emotional about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, man, me and my buddy Javon, you remember Javon?
Right.
Javon loved Marvin Gaye. We used to always try to out-trump each other with Marvin Gaye songs. Like, yo, have you heard this album, Here, My Dear? Oh, have you heard this album, In My Lifetime? Have you heard this album, I Want You? Have you heard this album, you know, the Sexual Healing album, Let's Get It On? And it's like, I can talk about Marvin Gaye all day, every day. He was a sports fanatic. He was a Lil Wayne of his time. You know what I'm saying? He did what he wanted to do. He owned the charts. He was artistic. He made political albums. He made a Mercy, Mercy Me. I mean, I just want to today thank Marvin Gaye for what he did to me, what he did to the world, and what he continues to do. And this is the 70th anniversary of his birth. You got anything to add to that?
No.
How does Marvin Gaye affect you? I mean, not everybody.
He doesn't really affect me. I mean, I got love for Marvin Gaye.
I'm just saying, like, do you have any Marvin Gaye songs you like over another one?
I love a whole bunch of the songs.
Okay.
I'm not emotionally influenced like about Marvin Gaye as you are, but I respect his game very much.
Okay.
You know, and I do just got to respect. I respect another man. He's 15 years old yesterday, and he's my son. His name's Devin Reed.
His birthday is Marvin Gaye's birthday.
So I got to say, shout out to my son, Devin Reed. I told him I'd give him a shout out on the radio show and give him a little love. And I'm very proud of him. So that's my boy's birthday, 15 years old. Who would have think I have a 15-year-old, dude?
And you know what? Who would have thought it took me this long to realize that Marvin and Devin's birthday was the same day? Yep. Incredible.
That's a way to... Right there, I feel like that's a way to wrap it up. And playing out Marvin Gaye going out like that is enough respect right there, man.
Good.
Enough respect right there, man. So appreciate,
man.
This,
what we got coming up next week?
Next week, we're going to read them emails. We didn't get the emails this week.
Yeah.
And the reason why I didn't get the emails is because there's so many hot topics this week.
So many hot topics.
It was crazy.
And
the Bears, the U of A.
You know what? I'm calling people out, man.
Final Four.
I've been getting emails from all over the country. Some of my friends think they can just text me and they think that's the email. You know what? I get 100 texts a day. Hey, we got a lot of love from Seoul, Korea.
Why Seoul, Korea love us so much?
So much.
I like that, though, because they know we got Seoul.
Yeah.
Atypical Sports Show, we out.
Can you see so
at the twilight's last gleam. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, oh Lord, oh the fight, oh the ramparts we watched were so gallantly, Spain.